TBC is in the house. Tully Bantakain has joined us here at our studio.
We are?
We are.
Oh,
on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, for sure.
It's sometimes hard to tell with us, to be honest with you. How you doing?
I'm good, man. You know, day after the game, you know, got some time to reflect on it and get the bumps and bruises healed up.
Let's let you vent and get it over with right off the bat. The hands to the face penalty.
Oh, man. You know, I guess, you know, where the ref was, you know, and now looking at it, I got a chance to actually see it. You know, both of us were in the heat of battle, and his hands were in my face. My hands were somewhat in his, you know, and it really wasn't on his face mask, but you see that play happen a lot of times in the game. Sometimes it gets called, doesn't get called, and he called it, you know, caught me red-handed, and luckily we were still able to close out the win.
You think he got you on the second one because you got your hand in his face, inside his face mask, and the first push would have been fine. Then the second one, you think they got you on the second one?
Maybe that's what it was. I mean, I really was just extending my arm further than it was already extended, and I was actually using his momentum to spin off it. I mean, when you see the play, I kind of spin off of it. So I don't know. I mean, it's his judgment call. It was, you know, just, I guess, a bad placement of my hands on my part. But, you know, sometimes they call it, sometimes they don't.
Now, what's your thought at that moment? Because you get that penalty called, you see it's an interception, and you think, oh, man, wait a minute. This is like, if this doesn't go the right way, I might be the GOAT here. What are you thinking when you see your teammate intercept the ball and it's nullified because of the penalty?
I mean, I've been in this situation before earlier in the year and in other times in my career, and it's one of those things where you can't dwell on the penalty or the play because you don't want it to affect something you do later. So I really, you know, I kept a positive outlook on it, and I figured, okay, well, this is, you know, that should have ended the game, that play. I said, well, if it's not going to end that way, it's going to end another way for us. So I kept a positive attitude, and you know, I really wasn't thinking of what the outcome would be had we lost, and that had been the reason why.
Were you surprised, as I was, their final possession of the game, that there wasn't a little more desperation, a little more, you know, they ran three plays in the final 53 seconds. You're trying to come back and beat a team on their home field. It seems to me that you'd have gotten more than three snaps off in that time.
Yeah, I think, you know, the sack by Dane, kind of threw them off a little bit because they were starting to gain some momentum towards the end zone, and then that play kind of nullified that drive a little bit and made them had to reassess what they were going to do. And I don't know if they had thought they had another timeout, because it almost looked like Flynn thought they had another timeout based on how he was operating the situation. And yeah, I mean, I was a little surprised that they, you know, weren't as prepared for that, but we still went out and did what we had to do.
What was it like for you going to another team and then coming back here as a team, San Francisco? It was very close to where you went to college. What was that whole experience like for you?
Really, it was a great experience to really go home and play where I grew up, and for a team that I grew up watching and being a fan of. You know, in comparative to what my first years in New England, and then going to San Francisco, obviously it was a huge change from an organizational standpoint, and just the way the team functions. But it gave me a chance to really see another perspective of how teams do things and how organizations do things. And you know, now looking back, I'm actually, you know, at the time I was a little you know, clouded on the situation because you know, we weren't playing well, we were losing. And, you know, I found myself being released, and the chance to come back here and kind of reestablish my career, it actually made me thankful that I got a chance to go back and play, you know, somewhere where, you know, a lot of guys, you know, they always want to play in their backyard, but they never get a chance to, you know, or they try to retire there. So the fact that I was able to go back was a great thing.
A couple of nights ago here at Showcase Live, Bronson Arroyo was here playing, and Bronson used to pitch for the Red Sox, pitches for the Reds, got a little music career going. You're wearing the James Brown t-shirt. Now, you got an album coming out too?
Yeah, I actually, this is a shirt for my clothing line. I have out called Black Clown, Clothier. I started 3 years ago when I was in San Francisco. And really, yeah, it just took off. We're in like 300 stores worldwide. And it's kind of just something that was like an overnight success. And I kind of, you know, with my football career going the way it was in San Fran, I kind of just made the clothing line take a back seat for a little while. And, you know, now I'm more focused on music. I've been doing music since I was a kid, but I've been recording more confidently lately. And now I feel like I could put something out. So check it out. I'm starting a label called Supernova Media, and that won't be till the off season. And
so you say, do you sing? Do you produce? Do you play? What do you do?
I sing and rap. I write all my lyrics. You know, I have producers that make beats for me and stuff because I just don't have time to sit around and make beats all day. But
we can drop a beat for you right now. We can drop one right now.
Beatbox for me.
Tully Banta Kane freestyle right here.
When's your album coming out?
I'm scheduling to release it at the end of the year. You know, after the Super Bowl. You know, I'm waiting for the season to be at end, so it's something that I can fully concentrate on. But I plan on releasing some stuff leading up to that, and you know, getting a chance to get some feedback from people before I put it out, because I want to know, because I have nothing out right now. So, but I've been working for a long time on putting stuff out, and I'm confident in it. So I hope people like it.
Have your teammates heard you?
Yeah, all my teammates. I mean, they call me Novocaine. That's my artist name, Novocaine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So, you know, everywhere I go, oh, Novocaine. Everybody gives me a hard time, but they like the music though. I haven't heard anything bad about the music, so you know, that's a good thing.
Hey, Big Game James, put some EPMD on there. Put some EPMD. Put that EPMD track on right now. Let Tully get it going.
I was actually in the studio with Eric Sermon.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
He was coaching me up, man. He got wind that I was doing music from a buddy of mine, Bernard Alexander, and he came in the studio and, like, coached me up on the whole game of the industry. And, like, as an athlete, this is what you know, need to focus on, and you know, just basically taught me how to make hits. I mean, the game is about making hits. You know, you can't just go out and think that because you're a football player, you're going to, you know, make a big stand in the music game. And that's always been my thing. I told him, hey, I don't want people to listen to my music because I play football. I want people to actually appreciate the art that I'm putting out, and I'm passionate about it and respect it on that aspect.
Bill ever asked to hear you rap?
Nah, Bill ain't trying to hear me. Bill got so many other things to focus on. It's the last thing he's
thinking. He might like it. Who knows?
Hey, before we let you go, I gotta ask you the question. Now you gotta be truthful with me. Foot race, you and Dan Connolly, who wins?
Oh man, I mean it depends. Yesterday, I mean he was moving, man. But I mean that's
he had that 300 pounds going pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah, that momentum behind his the weight moving forward, I guess carried his speed. Yeah, what a play, man. That's the play of the game, definitely.
Turned everything around, didn't it? Emotionally, I was watching you guys on the sidelines and you guys were going crazy.
I mean, yeah, we were sitting on the bench and we were, you know, they had just scored and we were thinking like, wow, you know, two scores, now we're down, we're going in the half. And as soon as I saw him break into the open field, I got up off the bench and was rooting him all the way down the sideline. So that was definitely a huge emotional shift for us.
Great to visit with you. Good luck with the album when it comes out.
Thank you. Thank you. Look out for
that. There it is. Feel free. Go ahead. All right.
Check out my melody. Nah. Nah, it's coming, though. You'll see it.
All right. We'll look forward to it. Thanks for being with us.
You got it.
Tully Banta Kane joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.